Good morning from Northern California. Today's day 47 in the series that I've been doing on 50 women artists in 50 days. Shirin Nishat. And I had to look her name up because I didn't know her. I think I might have heard of her or seen her work, but I surely didn't know how to pronounce her name. And when I looked her up, it came up on the National Museum of Women's Arts website with a way to say her name. Shirin Nishat. It's spelled S-H-I-R-I-N. N-E-S-H-A-T. She was born in 1957. And let's see. Basically, her style is feminist art. Multimedia, electronic, digital video, film, photography, installation art. And I'm going to read a little bit off of their site because it looks like it could be a little bit of repetition, but it says it differently. And I'd like to include this because I think it will just add. So Shirin Nishat's powerful photographs and video installations illuminate the gender and cultural conflicts of her native Iran. Nishat left Iran to study art in Los Angeles in 1974, just prior to the Iran Islamic Revolution. She did not return until 1990. At that time, Nishat began to photograph herself wearing the chador or veil. In 1983, Islamic law dictated the wearing of chador for women. Much of Nishat's work examines the physical, emotional, and cultural implications of veiled women in Iran. Her work, which has never been shown in Iran, essentially declares the female presence in a male-dominated culture. In her films and photographs, the female gaze becomes a powerful and dangerous instrument for communication. In her first series of photographs, Women of Allah, 1993-97, combines images of women with written words taken from religious texts. Nishat further explored cultural taboos through video and video installations. I like her work. It's very, it's black and white, of course, photography, some of it, and it's very compelling work. One of the quotes in this book that I'm reading says, "I come from a world which is in every respect a total antithesis of the Western world and which currently represents the greatest threat to Western civilization. The challenge for me is to mediate between these cultures, the Orient and the Occident." Shirin Nishat. So, it says she goes to California to study art, and this reading says she studied at Berkeley. She lives and works in New York. Shirin Nishat was born in Qazvin, in Iran, in 1957. When she was 17, she went to Berkeley University of California to study art. When she first visited her family again in 1990, she began to work as an artist under the impression of the profound changes happening in her homeland as a result of the Islamic Revolution. Her photographs, videos, and films home in on social developments in contemporary Islam from the perspective of two highly different cultural backgrounds. A particular issue for her is the strictly controlled situation of women. Her photographic series, Women of Allah, which we talked about earlier, 1993-97, attracted a great deal of attention in Western art circles. Immediately they were published. The black and white photographs show armed Islamic women, often Nishat herself, clothed in full-length chadors. They present a contiguity of femaleness and violence, a tension between eroticism, innocence, and aggression. The uncovered areas of skin are overwritten with Farsi texts written by contemporary Iranian female poets through their viewpoints, though their viewpoints are highly divergent. Sometimes they talk of being captive in Iranian culture, sometimes about their enthusiasm for the Islamic Revolution. Visually, they are calligraphic ornamentation. Nishat's videos are also notable for strong contrasts between Western and Islamic culture, or generally between men and women, individuals and society, control and desire. On a formal level, the dualism often takes the form of double projections. The black and white video installation, Turbulent, in 1998, is the first part of the trilogy of a trilogy that continues with rapture and ends with fervor. They focus on the separation of public and private space, and so with worlds defined as male and female, respectively. The viewer is placed between two screens, one showing a man, the other a woman, each of whom begins to sing in turn. The man faces the camera with the public sitting behind him, while the woman occupies an empty room with the camera circling around her. In the end, only the voice of the woman is heard, the man lapsing into silence. Nishat succeeds in putting across sociopolitical content by means of vivid images of Islamic society. This is a highly topical subject, but she does not offer solutions or take sides. At its best, her work is an invitation to open a dialogue between the cultures. At all events, it prompts thought about our own notions of foreignness. Yeah. And that is Shireen Nishat. We know a little bit more about her. And some of the images here in the book is a picture of fervor, a production still, and one of rapture, production still. I will put in one of these images as the image for the segment here. Tomorrow we will see or hear about Pipalori Wrist, number 48 in the book and day 48 in the series. She's from Switzerland. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.